Why software fails. It's simple to take software for granted and fail to recognize just how much it has influenced our lives on a daily basis. When the Mark II computer was first released in 1947, hordes of programmers had to continually maintain it. The typical person never imagined having his or her own computer in their home one day. Now, free software CD-ROMs are affixed to cereal boxes, and we have more software in children's video games than in the space shuttle. Previously, technological devices like pagers and mobile devices are now common. Today, the majority of us can't go a day without logging on to the web and check our email. We depend on overnight deliveries and long-distance calls and state-of-the-art medical care.